What should I say?
And I was thinking about things to say, and the Lord dropped time into my heart. We look at what's happening today. The thing that's fresh in our mind is, like Pastor was saying, the airplane disaster. Thing that's close to us is the bank robbery that happened. Also read in the paper where there was a kidnapping and a young, I think she was 5 years, 5 or 7 year old girl was kidnapped and killed because the police shot at the kidnappers. Like I said, there is no regard for human life. The time that we are living in, it seems to be perpetually evil. You can't turn on the radio. You can't watch television. You can't go on the internet without seeing the disregard for human life.
Amen.
It's everywhere.
Amen.
But it brings to my mind that we shouldn't be just flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I just don't know why it's happening.
Yeah, that's right.
We do know why it's happening.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been prophesied.
Thank you, Jesus.
That in the end times that things would be this way.
Amen.
It seems like things are just, I don't know, like I say, they're just perpetually evil. I just have a few scriptures that I want to bring your attention to. Brother Ted got me started last week when he changed up on us and he went to a different book. Amen. He went to Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
And that's what I want to start with on time.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I want to maybe I'm supposed to have all this marked, but I think I want to Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Psalms. It's chapter 3. And let's read verses 1 and 2. A time for everything. Verse 1 says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the sun. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. I just want to stop right there and say a time to be born, and a time to die. You know, when we count time, our time is from birth to death. They write on your obituary from sunrise to sunset. That, like we were talking earlier, is you go to the graveyard and you see little graves and you see big graves. You see little times and you see long times. We count time as we see it. We can count big numbers. But I want to talk today about God's time. From baptism to eternity. From becoming a new character to eternity. You get my drift here? Eternity.
Yes.
God's time is eternity.
Yes.
It may seem like I just want you to understand God's time.
Hallelujah.
God's time is when we end our life.
Yes.
As we know it.
Yes.
And we step over into that other side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, where we sleep, or as they say, sleep or death, or whether we are caught up, we're all going to be changed. We're all going to step into God's time. Into eternity. Now, it's our decision where we will spend eternity. God's time. Will it be in hell? Or will it be in heaven? It's our choice. Where we stand, where we spend eternity. God's time. Again, eternity. There is no end. You know, we talk about time in billions and trillions. I remember Carl Sagan, he's looking into the universe and say billions and billions of times and all the different times. But not one of us can count to eternity.
Amen.
Not one of us can count to eternity. Only God knows eternity. In the book of Hosea, when God was talking to the Egyptians, I mean the Israelites, when they were being for a better word, disrespectful, they were not thinking about God, how he had brought them out of Egypt. Today, the world is our Egypt. In Hosea, chapter 10, and verse 12, it says, sow to yourself righteousness.
Yes.
Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow grounds. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's warning them. He's telling them.
Yes.
That now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
To sow righteousness. To do righteousness.
Yeah.
It is now, saints, time.
Yes.
To sow righteousness.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
What you sow, you will reap. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He rain righteousness upon you. It is high time for us today, just like it was for Israel, to seek the Lord. We haven't begun. Well, we have begun. We haven't seen the worst of what's to come. If we want to survive,
yes.
If we want to spend eternity with Jesus,
yes.
We have to seek the Lord. Today, now is the time to seek the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Romans 13 and 11, sorry I didn't give you all these in the beginning, but this is kind of the way the Lord kind of gave it to me in bits and pieces. So we just gonna go with it. Romans 13 and 11. It says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is your salvation nearer than when we believe." In the verse it says to awake out of sleep. It's 13 verse 11. Now the sleep that we're talking about is not so much of closing your eyes, but it's the insensitivity to the demands of Christian life. What I'm saying to you today is that it is time to be sensitive about what it is to be a Christian, to be Christ-like. Not just to call yourself a Christian, but to be sensitive to Christian life. The coming of the Lord to deliver us from this evil world is closer, is nearer than when we first heard about it, when we first believed. Every day it gets a little nearer and a little closer.
Yes.
So our Christian life is time now for us to live according to the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. Now, as Paul was expressing what it was in his day, it says, "For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I scored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." The accepted time. Just like in the day of Paul, we as Christians,
hallelujah,
us as ministers,
yeah,
it is our job to help people realize,
mm-hmm,
that time is short.
Thank you, Jesus.
That they have to spend eternity somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to point people to Christ, to make disciples, to live a life so that people can see Christ through us.
Yes.
Every day people are looking at us, they're watching us. It's like I said before, when we as people, I don't say us personally, but I'm just speaking as people as general.
Thank you, Jesus.
When they go to a car race, when they go to a boxing match,
mm-hmm,
they don't go just to see who wins. They go to see the wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
That's more exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you go round and round and round, somebody wins, that ain't exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see the crashes and the wrecks.
Yeah. Right.
In the boxing match, you want to see who gets knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but that's what it is. That's the way humans are.
Mm-hmm.
We must work while it is day.
Yes.
Because the night comes when no man can work. It is time for us as Christians to help people and to realize that once the doors close, once the night falls, there'll be no more mercy. There'll be no more time to get it right. In that, let us go to Revelations. Revelations 1, and I believe it's 3. It says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." In this verse, there's a threefold conditions of the blessings that we are to receive. As we near the coming of the Lord, things have not changed since the beginning. Hear, believe, and obey. And here it says that we have to read the Word of God. You can't go somewhere without reading the directions. I can testify to that because I've listened to some people who told me, well, you go down to this corner, you turn right, then you turn left, then you make another right. And I do what they say, and I'm lost. Completely lost. But if I read the map, I know that when they told me to make a right, I should have made a left. Read your Bible.
Yes.
It'll give you the directions. Like we say, the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth.
Amen.
Then it says to hear. How can they hear except that we preach and we tell them the word?
Thank you, Jesus.
Next it says to keep those things which are in the commandments that the Lord has given us.
Hallelujah.
We have to keep ourselves holy. We have to keep ourselves out of the evil places.
Yes.
We have to keep ourselves from being around evil people.
Amen.
We have to keep the word of God down in our heart.
Hallelujah.
So that we don't sin against Him.
Amen.
Then we will be blessed.
Thank you,
Jesus. I love what Mother Duke says, that we don't know about the future. Only God does.
Yes.
We know about our past. We know from whence we come. We know that we were born in iniquity. Born in sin and shaping in iniquity. Sorry.
Amen.
So we know where we came from.
Yes.
But we don't know where we're going.
Amen.
But I want to tell you that now is the time to make a decision of where you want to go.
Amen.
We don't know the future. I'm meaning that we don't know when Christ is coming.
Amen.
But we can determine where our destination in the future is going to end up. God gave us that right to choose where we're going to end up in God's time. And what is that? Eternity. God bless you. I love you very much. But I have to tell you that now is the time for us to decide where we're going to spend our future.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.